Hello.
Ricky, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. Question for you. I see that there's some patients in Access Care that we're servicing them, and there's a note alert saying that these patients don't have, that these patients are exceeding the authorized hours.
Okay.
So how's that working?
It could just be if we haven't gotten any new authorization numbers in yet. Like sometimes Cedric will say that because he has two different authorization numbers that we have to put in for him. Is it
So,
them or the caregiver? So you're sure it's the client.
yeah, there's one over here under,
Give me the name.
I'm on Access here under the patients. It says client exceeds authorized hours.
Who is the client?
One of them is Cedric. One of them is
Yeah.
Lucinda
See.
Burke, Ryan Chapman, Rose Dobrin, I'm not sorry, Earl Ettinger, Patricia Ettinger, Candace Hunt,
See, a
Wayne
lot of the.
Jones. We probably have 15, 20, we have 15 patients.
Yeah, I know for a fact, like Cedric, so we probably have more like that with him because he has two authorization numbers that we have to put in. Let me see who the other one. Did you just say Lucinda Burke? She just started. Did you say Lucinda?
Yes.
Lucinda just started.
There's no
Is
active
she?
authorization found.
Yes, it is. I'm looking at Lucinda's right now.
So why does it say, why is there a red star next to the name?
I don't know. So that is something I will have to go in the EVV system. I'll go down there to Margaret and we'll get in the EVV because Lucinda is active until 3/10/27.
Right.
So there's nothing wrong with hers. And sometimes,
Is she
like,
back in the hospital? When's it supposed to start?
I thought she did start. Hold on a minute. Oh no, her visit was canceled for today. She must be still in the hospital then. Or went to the hospital.
Yeah, she went to the hospital. She was supposed to come out. She might come out today.
Okay. Hold on. Because we didn't make her. Yeah, I asked Rachel about her because I only see that her in her calendar that today was canceled. Yeah, she has not. She hasn't barely used her hours, 25 hours. So I will see. And sometimes that could be like part of the EVV system too. Because they don't know that it's canceled yet.
So you can get back to me later and let me know, okay?
About the hours saying that they have extended.
I'm looking, if you look at the access card in your schedule, real-time view, and you scroll down, you'll see there's 15 names that have a red star next to their name.
Oh, you
And
know what? They're
sometimes it's
going to.
overlapping visits, sometimes it's about,
They haven't
well,
been verified. That's what
no,
it
no.
is.
What?
And you
No,
said it has a
no.
red star?
If it has a red star, you click on it, and it says the reason. Sometimes it says that it's overlapping visits. Sometimes it says client exceeds authorized hours. Each one has their own different reason.
Yep. Because I'm looking right over here for today on the red shield. And that's because it can't be verified. But okay. Yeah, I
Okay,
know what it is.
also, on a daily basis, who goes in to, maybe you told us, I'm not sure if we ever got clarity on it. Who comes in on a daily basis and starts looking at, let's say we have 55 patients or 56 patients who are getting service today, making sure that everyone clocks in. If they don't clock in, to call them to ask them why where they are, stuff like that. Who does that?
Well, that's part of the schedule, so that would be Rachel. But we don't, she will know when you come in, when she comes in on the schedules, who is not clocked in. And we can't verify services if they have not clocked in. So that's the signatures. Margaret and Perla read the notes and verify signatures every single day.
What do you mean signatures? I don't know what that means.
The client and the caregiver has to sign.
Right.
So if
Otherwise,
you're
they
not,
can't save it, right?
although yeah, and if you can't, then that's like you wasn't even there.
Right.
So you
Meaning it's
have
not
to.
fully verified. Okay. So who monitors
that package of clock in and out every day?
That's what I said. It would be Margaret. Margaret and Rachel, because they can't put the through.
So I just spoke to Margaret a few minutes ago. She told me that she doesn't check anything to do with the clock-ins. She just checks the notes for every single patient.
Right, and she checks the signatures. So if they did not clock out, they did not sign. So Rachel does the schedule. So Rachel sees the clock-ins and clock-outs. But if they don't sign, then they did not clock out. So you need the signature also.
And they do this all on the Access Care app, yes?
Yes.
Okay. So again, so I'm just trying to understand. So rate. So Margaret's going to read the notes and check the signature.
Perla reads the notes technically because she's the nurse.
Perla reads every note?
Yeah.
That's not necessary. Why do we do that?
Well, she just wants to make sure that everything is okay. And if you go in...
Okay, wait, so that's on a high level. So the notes are read by Margaret, maybe Perla, and Margaret checks the signatures, okay, and then Rachel goes in to make sure that they clocked in and out, and then confirms the visit.
Yes.
When does she do this?
Well, just about all day. She can see if you clocked in or clocked out or when she comes in, but you really got to ask Rachel, when exactly does she look?
I'm asking the administrator who knows everything.
I do, and she, trust me, she's always on it, and they will call Rachel if they are missing a clock in or out.
Okay, so Rachel's monitoring it throughout the day. Yes?
You can say that, yes, yes. Because the other thing is this, if I go to the doctor with you, I'm not there to clock out, so I have to call Rachel. You can only clock out when you're at the client's house.
Okay, how does Rachel have time for all this if she's doing staffing and scheduling NHR?
Listen, is what she wants to do.
Got it. Okay. Fine, very good. Is she in her office? Or what's she doing?
She was eating lunch.
She's eating lunch. Okay. Absolutely, I'm going to call back when she gets a moment because I need to clarify this.
Oh, you. Okay, I'll let her know.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.